Okay, well, even in the midst of this very strange time with the coronavirus, we want to stick to some old traditions that might make you feel good. And this one is the DJ sessions. And today, a nice, calming, classical music edition of the Here and Now DJ sessions. Kate Remington is the music director at WSHU Public Radio in Fairfield, Connecticut. She is with us once again. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jeremy. It's great to have a chance to talk to you again.
Well, it's nice to talk to anybody right now, I feel like, given that we're all separated from each other. Now, you're actually in the station, right?
Yeah, we're in the studio. We're kind of in a, not a lockdown exactly, but a very minimal staff. So I feel pretty safe here.
It's good to have you with us. And the last time you came, you brought us some of your favorite video game music, which people can check out at hereandnow.org. But typically you host a classical music show, which is kind of perfect for right now. And let's get to some of the music you brought us. This is called Eclogue for Piano and Orchestra. This is by Gerald Finzi. Sounds very hopeful, Kate. Tell us why you picked this one.
I love this piece. In the 10 minutes that it takes to listen to it, it's like having a guided meditation, really. It starts out very quietly, and it just takes you through a lot of emotions, but it never gets you to the point where you become really anxious. And it just, I think, it's very reassuring to listen to.
And tell us more about Gerald Finzi.
He's a really interesting guy. He kind of is overshadowed by Ray Vaughan Williams. They lived and worked in England around the same time. Finzi was not as a go-getting professional as Vaughan Williams, but his music is very similar in that it really reflects the British countryside and pastoral pursuits. In fact, the title of this piece, Eclogue, actually means a sort of a pastoral piece, so you can imagine an English countryside as you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm. The next one you brought us is The Rain. This is originally by Joe Hisaishi, but this performance is by Angèle Dubois.
Performers choose to play music and record it, I think, is so much a part of it. Angèle Dubois was going through some treatment for breast cancer, and once she successfully battled that, she put together this album of the music that helped her get through that really tough time. And it's such an interesting collection of pieces, and one of the ones that she included is this work by Joe. And it's just refreshing. It's just uplifting, and it makes you feel really great just to listen to it.
And tell us more about Joe Hisaishi.
He's an interesting composer. He's written a lot of music for Studio Ghibli films like Princess Mononoke and also music for the concert stage. And I think he just has such an interesting way of using harmonies and melodies. It's very modern sounding, and yet it's almost, you know, kind of hard to place in a particular era.
All right, the next one that you have brought us is very old. This is an instrumental piece by Hildegard of Bingen.
Thank you.
So how old is this piece?
It's about 900 years old, and I think there's just something really comforting about hearing music from that long ago. It really helps me put things into perspective because, you know, mm-hmm. it kind of gives you the long view of life and humanity, I guess.
And 900 years, by the way, is even before the Black Death, the bubonic mm-hmm. plague, started to be a problem. So
yeah.
This is very old. And what about Hildegard of Bingen? What should we know about Hildegard of Bingen?
She was fascinating. She was just a powerhouse. She was she headed up an abbey, but also was a mystic, a composer, a writer. And other feudal lords in medieval Germany would come to her for advice. So in a way, she was kind of like a diplomatic leader as well.
Okay, the next one that you've brought us is called So Let Us Melt, Millions and Millions. This is by Jessica Curry. Listen. Kate, there's something about listening to all of these that makes me think everything is going to be all right.
That was my intent. That's what I think about every day mm-hmm. when I put together the music that I share with our listeners. Jess's music just comes from this wellspring of incredible joy, I think, and comfort. And she wrote this work for a Google Daydream virtual reality game in which these thinking machines create wonderful, safe worlds for people to live on. And it's just so uplifting to listen to.
Okay, well, the last one that we have time for is Mozart. This is Clarinet Concerto Adagio, performed here by John Manis. Just beautiful, and it sounds like maybe the perfect thing to, as you peer out the window to see if it's safe to go outside yet, this is what you could be listening to.
Oh, absolutely. I was just thinking it's like the musical equivalent of a hug. I mean, it just mm-hmm. says so much in such a simple way. These melodies aren't complex at all, but every time I listen to it, I can just feel my nerve endings kind of unclenching and stretching out and smoothing out. It's one of my go-to pieces.
Well, and those green shoots coming out of the ground as we get into spring, and there's new life coming as well, and we'll get through this, and music is probably going to be a huge help.
I think so. I hope so.
That is Kate Remington, who's music director at WSHU Public Radio in Fairfield, Connecticut. Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you can, of course, find us on Spotify. We are NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music. And you can find all these pieces at hereandnow.org.